This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State group claims responsibility for a suicide bombing in Pakistan.
The blast killed at least 54 people, including 5 children, and injured nearly 200. It happened at a pro-Taliban clerics rally in one of the worst attacks in Pakistan in recent years. Farhan Haq is a deputy spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General denounces all instances of terrorism and deliberate targeted attacks against civilians and stands in solidarity with the government and the people of Pakistan in combating the scourge.
In an online statement, the Islamic State group says the attack was part of the group's continuing war against forms of democracy it considers to be against Islam. The attack appears to reflect divisions between Islamic groups that have a strong presence in a district of a province that borders Afghanistan. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two West African nations, Mali and Burkina Faso, which are both ruled by mutinous soldiers, has said if regional powers intervene by force in Niger, it would be considered a declaration of war against them. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking on Mali state television, Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga from the Mali junta said any military intervention against Niger will be considered as a declaration of war against Burkina Faso and Mali. The West African regional body, known as ECOWAS, has said it would use force if the coup leaders don't reinstate Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, within 1 week. As tensions mount, the French foreign ministry have announced that France is planning an imminent evacuation of people seeking to leave Niger after the coup last week in the former French colony. I'm Karen Chamas.
Myanmar's ruling military junta on Tuesday pardoned former President Win Myint for 2 out of 8 offenses and also former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Chinese state media say at least 20 people now have been killed. 27 are still missing in flooding surrounding China's capital, Beijing, with thousands of others evacuated to safety. Days of heavy rains have prompted authorities to close train stations and evacuate people in vulnerable areas to school gyms. Homes have been flooded, roads torn apart, and cars piled into stacks. The level of rainfall is highly unusual for Beijing. Flooding in other parts of northern China that rarely see such large amounts of rain have led to scores of deaths. Seasonal flooding has hit large parts of China every summer, particularly in the semi-tropical south. However, some northern regions this year have reported the worst floods in 50 years. The Russian military said its anti-aircraft units had thwarted another Ukrainian terrorist attack, as it puts it, early on Tuesday and downed drones targeting Moscow, but that its intercepting one of the drones caused it to crash out of control into the same high-rise tower that was also hit in a drone attack just days ago. Reuters' Joel Flynn.
Officials said no injuries were reported, while TASS news agency said emergency services had found debris from the falling drone and will be sent for analysis. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hit out at Russia on Monday night over more deadly strikes on his country. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said Russian missile strikes on his hometown in the south had killed a 10-year-old girl and her mother, among at least 6 people. He said it was an act of, quote, terrorism, and called on allies to support Ukraine with long-range weapons, quote, for the defense of the normal life of Ukrainians, our children.
The United States is imposing travel restrictions on citizens of Hungary over concerns that the identities of nearly 1 million foreigners granted Hungarian passports over 9 years were not sufficiently verified. That is according to the U.S. Embassy and a government official. The restrictions apply to U.S. Visa Waiver Program, which allows passport holders from 40 countries to enter the United States for business or tourism without a visa for up to 90 days. The changes that started Tuesday are the only such restrictions among the 40 participating states in the Visa Waiver Program. A senior U.S. government official said that the change followed failed efforts to work with Hungary's government to resolve the security concerns. One of our top stories, Chinese state media say at least 20 people have been killed and 27 are still missing after floods surrounding China's capital of Beijing, with thousands of others evacuated to safety. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.